The United States and Iran are in active talks over the release of prisoners, but Washington is denying a report by Iranian state-run television that deals had been struck. Prisoner swaps between the U.S. and Iran are not uncommon, and both countries in recent years have routinely sought the release of detainees, but any movement between the two countries is particularly sensitive as the Biden administration looks to restart nuclear talks. The issue burst into public view with a report in Iran of a deal for the Islamic Republic to release U.S. and British prisoners in exchange for Tehran receiving billions of dollars. On Monday, Apple faces a trial that could upend its iron control over its App Store, which brings billions of dollars each year while feeding more than 1.6 billion iPhones, iPads, and other devices. The case, which represents one of Apple's most serious legal threats in recent years, comes from Epic Games maker of the popular video game Fortnite. Epic charges that Apple has transformed its once tiny digital storefront into an illegal monopoly that squeezes mobile apps for a slice of their earnings. Apple denies that charge and seeks to depict Epic as a would-be freeloader on its App Store. The United States says it is gravely concerned over a vote by El Salvador's new Congress to remove magistrates of the Constitutional Chamber of the Supreme Court. U.S. Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken spoke on Sunday to Salvadorian President about the vote on Saturday. The State Department says Blinken stressed that an independent judiciary is essential to democratic governance. Governing party lawmakers say the court has put private interests above the people's welfare. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.